I call the shots, I never call it quits. Trust my intuition, bet it's right and bitch, it often is. Seen too many others come and go, they had the wrong intent. Do it out of love and never for it, then I watch it get bigger than expected, don't second guess it, I let it set it. It's God's plan, we out here only accepting blessings. I'm stuck with it, this mindset is terminal. In and out different terminals, leveling up is personal. And I already made it, y'all can miss me. I smack my girl's ass, tell her pinch me. It's hard to believe I made something from nothing. No hindsight discussions, I've been writing, I love it.
Welcome to the 3 Gig Sports Podcast, where we are never wrong, just sometimes misinformed. We got Jimmer, Rio, and myself in the house tonight, and we're going to start this bad boy off talking about Victor. The next GOAT?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, goddamn right.
Best prospect since LeBron.
Let me give you an idea how things were looking, okay? The last I looked at his stats, if you can find it updated, cool. But at halftime, he was 1-for-7. Yes. Man had 5 points, okay? Yikes. He missed an open dunk.
I got to stop you there. How is that possible? How tall is he?
He is 7'4".
And his wingspan is what? Probably another 3 foot? Yeah. So I bet you his hands go over it.
You said halftime he was at 5 points?
Yeah.
So he's at 23 minutes played, 1-for-9 from the floor. This is with 4:35 in the fourth. He's 1-for-9 from the floor, 0-of-4 from 3, 7 rebounds, 2 assists.
How many blocks?
5 points. It doesn't say. Okay. Must be
this
zero.
Man's going to come out and not even get a block? Oh, yeah. My God, man. And he's the highlights that I'm seeing, he already got dunked on. Brandon Miller is bodying him. Well, like, what the fuck, man?
Who's Brandon Miller? Could you inform me?
Well, I'd just like to let you know. He was drafted by the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay? Does it?
Yes, he's Brandon Miller, 26 minutes, 3 of 12 from the floor, 2 of 8 from three-point range, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 11 points.
But was
Are you telling me he had more rebounds than Victor? He had 8? Didn't you say Victor had 7?
7, yeah.
Jesus.
Okay, so scoring, not so hot.
Scoring, they have not done great.
But the man is bodying him.
Yes.
That was our biggest gripe, was his size, right?
Right.
How slim he is, at
so
least.
So I have a two-parter for you. Who at this table said that they should have taken Brandon Miller or Scoot Henderson? I'm more of a Scoot Henderson guy, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know about the legal trouble that's coming down the road eventually, right? Over Victor Wembanyama. Wemby, as we're going to start calling him.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page, man. The difference is, like, the potential, what possibly could happen with Victor, yep, is so much higher than anybody else's. But the floor is so much lower as well.
So much lower.
Yeah. Who had the some other big names there? Who was drafting?
I know that that Amon for the Houston, he ended up getting hurt.
Houston Rockets, let's see.
There was a few first-rounders that got hurt tonight, which is depressing. But
got a little banged up. But still, a dude that – so the second part, what I was getting at is he's supposed to be the next LeBron, right? Not necessarily the next Jordan, but they said the next LeBron, right? Yeah. Or better, okay? What did you say was the difference coming in for the two, coming into their start of their career?
Yeah, I mean, LeBron, Rio, before he went to the NBA, what age players was he playing basketball against?
Grown-ass man.
Before
he came in as 18, right?
LeBron, yeah, but, like, so high schoolers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who is Victor playing against over in Europe?
Men.
Grown-ass men.
Grown-ass men.
Actually, the tougher version of basketball, over too, there.
Over there.
Yeah. They play a little more physical brand. A lot of people don't know that, but.
Yeah, and immediately LeBron came in and had a huge impact on the games.
Yeah.
Immediately. There was none of this.
There was no doubt. 25-5 has been his benchmark low, and then it went up to 25-7-7, and then we got spoiled, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, I told you I don't want to have to beat up on the dude, but I feel like I have to, because you set the bar so high, and maybe he didn't. Everyone else blew it up. Poor kid, whatever. But you know what? Mm-hmm. You're also going to get paid a huge contract. You're going to get some version of Nike deals or whatever, and you're going to be paid just fine. So I don't feel actually that bad whooping down. You actually did play professional basketball.
Right. And he only had one. Right, we talked about it. He had one not even great season.
It wasn't like lights out. It was just like, hey, a nice growth year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right. That should be the growth you should be making. Not quite so long, but that is a nice transition to where I wanted to go, though. Did you guys hear that as my man, Wemby, was walking into a restaurant, a girl that was kind of one of our younger crushes, Miss Britney Spears.
Yeah, she should shave her head again.
Yeah. Goes up and starts tapping him on the shoulder, you know, like wanted to say, hey. And evidently the bodyguard shoved her and slapped her or something. Slap, punch, whatever it was, like to get her away. Don't know if he realized who it was, anything like that. Just is what it is, right? So upon supposed investigation, so the article, I'm going by an article, and Danny's going to help me with this one. The article said that upon, you know, there no charges were pending at the time, but they started looking into it, and they looked at the videotape, and supposedly the security tape said or showed that he reached back and pushed her back, and her own hand slapped her own self in the face. And no charges are going to be coming now. Now, Danny was informing me when I came in, I was talking to him about this, and what was that you said you actually have watched it?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the video. I can't remember if I saw it on Sleeper or on Bleacher Report, but, so I think it is right here. So I'll let Rhea, nope, that's not the one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's not the one I saw, but maybe it'll be the same thing.
I'm going to turn some volume down, my bad.
So basically what happens is there's a video that came out, and she's trying to walk up behind him and tap him on the shoulder. I
didn't see anything.
And the bodyguard. Nope, it's not showing on that one. We'll find it. But the bodyguard basically isn't even looking at her. He's walking right behind Victor, and he just waves his hand back and slaps her right across the fucking face, and that's where she falls down. Where he tried to say, oh, I just hit her hand, and her hand hit her face and all this. No, he cocked her pretty good, it looked like. But I guess, shout out to Britney Spears, who's been, like, deceased for, I don't know, 5 years. It seems like you haven't heard from her. But she knows who Victor is somehow. Like, what the fuck? That shit's kind of weird.
Right.
Hey, catch that. And she got... Well, first off, she used to have, like, the biggest bodyguards.
Okay, so I missed. Yeah, you can be... Okay, from that angle, yep. You couldn't catch it.
Right, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
But she didn't fall to the ground.
Does it show all the way? So when does it stop?
She gets so,
oh, I didn't even see. Okay, it kept going further than I saw,
too. Yeah, it goes. So here she gets, boom, there's she gets hit in the face. You can tell.
Oh, yeah. Yep, she didn't fall to the ground.
No, but she ends up walking off. She used to have the world's largest bodyguards. You would think that the bodyguards would have fucked up the other bodyguards.
You'd think.
You know?
Yeah.
Like this is Britney, bitch.
It's Britney's back.
But I just thought it was kind of funny that Victor Wemby, as we like to put it, noticed by Britney Spears, and Britney Spears is having difficulties being noticed who she is or something. Like in that video, I can't tell if the bodyguard, I looked at the one I was just watching. I couldn't tell if the bodyguard actually looked back or if he just did like a.
Yeah, it didn't look like it. Yeah. It looked like just a hand come to touch him and he tried to swipe it away and. Yeah, you know, she got a little close.
Not that bad.
Right.
I know what she was looking
at. He's 7'4", though, but.
What was she looking at?
She's got to be looking, like, if you're that tall and that freakish, you have that big of hands, that big of feet, you better be proportionate.
She's got some long shins, man.
Yeah, some long shins.
His
proportionate
shins
somewhere else.
Have to be long, yeah. Long forearms, too.
I don't think she's dating anyone long right shins. Now is what I'm trying to get at. He's young and bright.
And he's about to make a bunch of money.
Right future.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, she's seen his big feet. Right?
But so I want to touch on Wemby for a second. Like the thing I can't get over is when all of these like commentators and analysts and stuff, they're like, they drool over a tall guy who has good handles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which I get it. Like usually historically, that's not the case, whatever. But when it comes to the NBA, it doesn't matter. You're okay. In his case, 7'4". So, obviously, I'm being sarcastic, but it takes 4 seconds for the ball to get from his hand to the ground. And so, it's going to get fucking taken away all the time. It doesn't matter how good your handles are, right? Like that, yeah. I don't understand when they hype that up so much, because that just means there's so much more room for somebody to get that ball away from him. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think we've seen a lot of that already tonight in the highlights, right?
I just don't know if it's, they act like it's like the, it's not untouchable. Let's stop acting like it is. And I don't know if he, maybe he can develop, who he needs to go talk to. I correct myself. Who he needs to go talk to is Dirk right now. Dirk had one of the most unstoppable shots you could do. And the only way you could get that shot is if you came from behind. Like what D-Wade has done and stripped it from behind him when he's cocked it back. But when he would do a shot and nobody was behind him, you weren't touching that shot. He's 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
Falling away, you're not catching. And it's back here. You're not going to stop that.
Right.
Yeah.
He'll, you know, and it could be too, you know, being your number one pick. You know, probably everybody else, they raise their level of play, you know, because they're like chip on their shoulder or maybe want to prove something. You know, so I wouldn't rat him off quite just yet. You know, I don't think we're all quite sold on him. But, you know, and there's going to be a level of adjustment of play, you know. So we'll see. Yeah, not a great stat line, but as we saw the other guy, not as great a stat line either. Remember, what was the number two pick?
How many – you mentioned this, I think, before. Talk about Scoot for a second. You mentioned something a little bit ago. How many fouls has he had in two games?
Yeah, 15. 15 fouls. So Summer League, I guess you can have 10 before you foul out of the game. And, yeah, he's had 15.
He had to tell me that. That's – didn't know.
I don't watch Summer League either. Yeah. But, yeah, so, like, geez.
I think that's part that would concern me, though, is that this is during Summer League, and these are literally all guys that are – if you're so much far and away talented than everyone else, these guys are basically all practically the same age as you.
You should see it.
You should be
right.
Immediately, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, you should be seeing something. That
a gap.
Like, damn. Yeah. You know, like there wasn't much when what's his name? Banchero.
Oh, Paolo.
Paolo.
Yeah.
You could see, and then some of these guys when they go into summer league, they get hurt or whatever, like something happened. But you saw the potential right away. Boom. They only played a game and a half.
Yep.
But you saw it. Like I said, maybe we shouldn't beat up too bad, but I'm telling you, the pressure's going to keep being on if you can't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, number one pick.
Can't turn this up in a no-defense league either.
You know, also, you know, I don't think it helps he went to a team like the Spurs. You know, they were great, you know, for so long. So you kind of have a, you know, and then they went down. It's like you're leading us back, right? You're supposed to build us back. So I think there's just a ton of pressure.
And the big man, too. Tim Duncan. They've had Tim Duncan, David Robinson.
Yep. And, you know. Yeah, so, I mean, there's just mountains of pressure on this kid.
And that, you know, to be honest with you, Rio, that's why a lot of these guys fail, because the media has too much pressure on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nobody can live up to that shit. LeBron is a freak. He shouldn't count in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Nobody does. Anybody that's labeled the next Mike, the next greatest ever, whatever, that's so much fucking pressure, man.
I think LeBron was that generational freak that changed the league. He was, you know, this was when it was become a, you know, I think when he come in, he was the start of positionless players, right?
Yeah.
So a big man that could do it all, literally do anything. He could handle the ball. He could play in the paint. He could shoot from deep. And I think it was just something new that Lee hadn't seen yet.
Yeah.
But not saying that it was just, you know, he's kept it up the whole time. And it's just, it's become different basketball since then.
Yeah.
You know, it's not traditional basketball. Big man stays in the paint and, you know, stuff like that anymore. It's totally different. And I think he was kind of the start of that. And
I think
at the time, helped transition it. And at the time, those guys hadn't seen anything like that, you know, and you got a young kid that's hungry, willing to work for you. Yeah. Just balls out.
Yeah.
Well, he was, you may never see it again. So it's we talk about that where it's coming to an end. So maybe I get a little more sentimental about it because you lose when we lost Kobe and shit like that. And then you go, all these cats that we're watching, they're at the end of their career that we grew up idolizing, right? Or like in the middle of our life, and our dude's about done, and he did transition the game. He changed the game. There's people that act like they don't like him, but they fucking absolutely love him. I used to think Draymond hated him. Draymond's like, that's my brother. His Steph and them, they're like, we literally had no answer for that man. No answer whatsoever. What he was doing. You guys think what I'm doing is spectacular? Like, you ain't seeing this? No, you kind of have. You haven't seen that because you can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's like, you can do certain stuff to try to slow some stuff down, but ultimately you can't stop this man. And then he didn't say it. like that, but you could tell us what he's alluding to. We had to go grab the second best player in the world.
Yeah.
At the time to compete with that dude.
Yeah, man.
You know, so this one bugged me a little bit. So I was going through TikTok, and Stephen A has his one of his mini shows that he does. And I'm not even talking about this wasn't on his own. I think it was like his podcast or whatever. This wasn't actually First Take. And he's basically calling out everyone that is trying to like beat down on him. It's more specifically like the writers and the media, you know, coming at him about how much he makes. And these 20, ESPN laid off 20 on-air employees, which is, I would say, unprecedented, but they actually did it about four or five years ago, too, if you guys remember that. They did, a huge cut. They actually cut basically the hockey thing altogether, got rid of all of them except for one dude, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they did this before, but they've gotten rid of some huge names now, right? And Susie Colbert being one. I like Susie Colbert, you know? Keyshawn Johnson, whatever. Hasselback in the morning, you know, on Sunday mornings. But they got rid of a bunch of people, and he's defending himself, say, because they're attacking him because of what he gets paid. And he's like, I am the number one rated show in what we do, the sports talk show. If I'm not worth it, who is, basically? But then the only thing I disagree with him, gentlemen, is he brought up the race part. Again, imagine that. Yep. He's like, you guys all come after me, but not a single one of you are going after the top two or three highest paid ESPN on-air personnel. I had to refresh my memory. I went and looked. And two of them, I'll dig up a third one in a second, but two of them, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. Now, I don't think it's race, so I'm going to make that very clear. Actually, when you're getting attacked like this, it's because we're not in NFL season. We're not seeing Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the TV, right? So you're not thinking of them. You see Stephen A. every day. But to me, it's a valid point. What do you think? They also, for context, they also signed McAfee to a 5-year, $85 million deal, which is $17 million a year.
Yeah.
He's getting, I've seen varying reports, okay? He's either getting 8, 12, or $15 million. That's what Stephen A. I've seen different ones, so I don't have the exact number. It looks like it's 12, but I could be a little off.
Yeah. You know, I if you're good at something, you know, if you're the right person for the job, and you are doing it, sure, get paid for it. You know, if obviously people watch whatever he brings in, either you hate him, you still tune in. You know, if you love him, you tune in. So he's bringing the views, bringing the, you know, people watching the racing. You know, we all hate, that's stupid, I don't know why he said that, but I mean he said something racial and didn't get fired, didn't nothing,
right?
Issued a half-assed kind of apology, and that was it.
But then turned it back.
Turned it back the other way. And not trying to play the race thing, but imagine if a white person did that, they'd be cut off the air.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
100%. 100%. And that's not even being a racial part or anything like that. We've seen that literally happen. So, and maybe whatever, I guess, comes with your perks, but still. But on the sports side of it, if you're the guy that's bringing the viewers, bringing the people tuning in, then yeah, sure. You know, I'm with it.
Yeah.
Sure. Does he deserve it? Absolutely. Pat McAfee, people are going to watch. People are going to tune in. Dude's hilarious. Dude's talk sports. People are going to tune in.
They're
going to
draw
well-deserved,
his audience.
Right?
He's going to get it.
Not the biggest fan of Joe Buck or whatever, but Troy Aikman and him, they, you know, do their thing during football season. So
the highest paid, as of May 24th, anchor at ESPN. If you want to call it anchor, whatever, however you want to word it.
Yep.
5-year, $90 million deal, Troy Aikman. Now, I think he's garbage. I think him and Joe Buck are garbage, but
not a big fan.
But whatever reason, they brought him in. And
Talked about this, though.
Go ahead.
They're his highest, so the games that he commentates on, along with Joe Buck, tend to be specific games, right? They're always the big name games.
Yeah. Yep.
So when you're automatically going to bring in revenue because you do Cowboys games or you do Giants games or Packers games, things like that, it's kind of fucking cheating the system, right? Because if you were doing the shitty games or other games, people aren't tuning in for you. Right. They're you know what I mean?
We're not. Nobody's tuning in for them.
Right.
Right.
Ever. Yeah.
We're tuned in for the game. You just happen to be the guys that's,
you know,
broadcasting the most popular games for the week.
I think you either can be, unless you're Madden, that is, you either can be a commentator, just you do your job, you're doing decent, good, whatever, or you can be really bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's not, like, there, besides maybe some John Madden and shit, but other than that, it's
Tony,
like,
Romo, baby.
Tony, I like listening to Tony, actually. Yeah. I really do. That being said, I think Stephen A. went to something right away, and I actually do back him. He actually earns more of his money than his top two competitors, if you really think about it.
Yeah,
those dudes have off seasons, real off seasons, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. is basically 24/7. The dude is addicted to money. Right. So he, not only does he do that, but he's on an ESPN radio. I know this because I used to listen to. Sports on Sirius XM, but he has his own podcast, I think. Right. I think he also is like a regular on some of these other shows that he pops in on other people's shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The dude is working all the time. So he's working for his nonstop.
Yep.
So for the first time in this show, our show's history, I am defending Stephen A. minus the racial shit. Knock that shit off. I really think this is more of an oversight if people are coming after you because they're not looking at those two because it's not that season. You're in front of ESPN. You're the face, right? So you're there all the time. So that's what people are looking at. They're not looking at Joe Buck and Troy Aikman right now, who are the number one and number two. Mm-hmm. They're not looking at them because it's not football season. We don't see them.
Right.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I agree with what he said as far as the, I mean, why would I take less money, right? Same thing as, you know, you think about any other athletes, right? In the NBA, NFL, it's like, make your money while you can, man. Like, that's, if it's there, take it, because tomorrow it might not be there. Right? I did. So I'm not a big fan of Van Gundy or fucking Jalen Rose. So those two guys can kick rocks. I think that's a good decision there. There were a lot of, like, I think Max is good. I'm a fan of Max Kellerman.
I am.
It's probably because I'm white, I guess. Yeah. You know, but I think he's really good, especially when you.
I hate him.
Son of a bitch. But, like, his boxing and MMA commentary for stuff is really, really good.
Yeah.
And I think he's branched off. Other than that, but big picture, man, the writing's on the wall for Disney and ESPN because there's a reason people aren't tuning in. And part of it has to do with the whole I can have different sports apps and things, but a bigger part is people don't want to hear shit.
Right.
I'm tuning into a sports show. I don't want to hear politics.
Right.
I don't want to hear racism, sexism, bullshit, none of that. I want to hear sports. I want to get away from the other stuff. Don't bring it to me. They've got to figure that out. And to be honest, I don't think they will.
Well, they've lost, so ESPN has lost 914,000 U.S. customers, households, in quarter one of the 2023 year. They lost 8 million subscribers. Is that since 2021? Yeah. Is that what I'm getting at? But regardless, I read this other article where they literally have lost so much money. They can't recoup it. They've paid so much money for these top tier ones like the NFL and for the NBA. The NBA price keeps going up also, right? NBA, NFL, you don't have every part of the NFL either. So you're splitting it with some other big dogs that actually have some big games too, right? And then you're like, oh, they'll just, you know, they can get it off their streaming service because they have the, you know, you have to watch part of the UFC, right? No, actually, they lose a fuckload of money on the streaming service. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but they would need to take, based off what this article was telling me, they'd have to take their yearly subscription to like $400 to be in the ballpark of trying to break even with their streaming, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that. Are you going to pay $400 a year for something that you only get a few sports that you actually watch versus if you're going to pay, you know, $400 or $500, you can get all the channels or whatever main chunks you have. You may have all the sports if you pay for one of those sports streaming services. You know, like they're losing money hand over fist. And this is actually, they pointed out, this is the reason why they signed Pat McAfee. They're trying to draw his people, his followers, his revenue over, because it's kind of like a desperation move. It isn't because they necessarily want, need, or desire. They need him in a financial sense, or hoping it takes that jump because they can't do it off of another way. They don't have another way.
Right.
you see how things are going, right? So everybody's going to these individual apps and streaming platforms and things.
I hate it.
So getting away from cable, which combined everything, right? Mm-hmm. But slowly what's happening is it's going from those individual apps to coming back to something like cable again. Because everybody's going to want, they're not going to want to pay for 27 different apps anymore. Right. They're going to be like, how do we combine these?
I'm fucking over it.
That's what's happening. Yeah. We're eventually coming back to that for sure.
Or somebody needs to just buy them out. You know, kind of
throw it on Twitter.
Honestly, it's just what cable did. You had four options and they all basically charge the same. And you pick whichever one you like.
Yeah.
Right.
Like
or hop from deal to deal.
Yeah.
Every year.
Basically, you know? Yeah. And that's kind of what should happen. I feel like it's working too. You
know? I almost want to go back to it, even if I was spending $100. Fuck, you're almost there with every streaming service that you need to get.
Yeah,
to watch your particular stuff.
Right.
That you
no kidding.
Watch.
It started out right like $50, $60, $75. Now it's like $95. And it's like I'm back to where my cable bill was. You
right.
Know? That's the reason I went to streaming because.
Right.
I could save some money, you know?
Right, but you need, like, four different services to watch, like, the primetime games of football, you know? Like, if... Because I had Peacock.
Yeah.
But I had Peacock for another reason. I get to watch The Office whenever I just feel like watching The Office. But,
right.
You know, that's the NBC. That's the sports, right? You need what? You need ESPN to watch Monday night. You need Prime to watch fucking Thursday night.
Yep.
You need... You know, that's where we're at. And that's just for football.
Yeah.
That's just for football. If you all these other shows are split off and they've all like, hey, you want to watch our shit, you're going to get our app that's $8.99, $10,
right.
$15.
And we all play fantasy, so usually like a red zone comes into play for and I pay for a red zone just because I'm like, sometimes I want to avoid all the bullshit.
Football.
I just want to watch, you know, it's
action.
Efficient. Action. It's showing me all action. That's all I get.
Red zone is the best invention football ever made.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even the football game itself. It's actually red zone.
It's up there with Slice Bread, bro. This is
dude,
like top inventions ever. Not just football.
Shit.
Let's be real.
Yeah, no kidding. I pay for that shit. I'm like, I don't care.
100%.
Don't care. Well worth it, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, there wasn't a lot of sports going on for the most part, but our guy, Joey Chestnut, wins his 16th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Now, I did originally put straight in here. I forgot that it wasn't 16 straight. There was one in there that Matt Stoney. And is that where he broke? Did old boy break his jaw? Something happened to his jaw. Do you remember that? Joey Chestnut, something happened to his jaw back then.
I'm not sure.
I think something did, and that's the reason why you had the break in it. Now, it just dawned on me, people. My bad, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. In 2015, Matt Stoney had won with 62, but it's been Joey Chestnut since 2007 for the most part. And almost did it there. I think they were about to cancel it, and then the rain cleared up, and he was able to go ahead and power down 62 dogs.
Even, was it last year or the year before where he, like, in the middle of it, he had to choke this, like, guy off stage? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He's eating, and he fucking grabs headlocks of the guy, throws him down.
Throws him down like a boss. It doesn't miss a beat,
yep,
right?
Yep, keeps it going, man.
Yeah, that's how Rio got his raise.
Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of which, though, I have to know. You have 10 minutes, because that's exactly what this is. You have 10 minutes. How many hot dogs are you putting down? Can you put down? And don't give me the I don't like hot dogs either. Just don't give me that. Like, let's say your life depended on it. That you need to do it.
I'd have to study up their.
The whole dunking in the water.
That's the part
I don't think
gross.
I can do it. That's where I couldn't do it. I couldn't dip them
the
in water.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
But you're not chewing. Like, you're just basically swallowing it at that point. That's why.
Right.
It's gross if you're trying to chew it. If you're swallowing it, it's probably fine. I don't know if I could fucking inhale. Like, that many fucking hot dogs in that time.
I know,
bro.
You guys have seen that TikTok. You motherfuckers, one of you guys sent it to me. Dude's like,
yeah.
He goes,
Mom, is that you?
What the fuck?
What the hell?
He's like, what? People are thinking it's like a trick sleeve, man. You seen the backup video? He has nothing. He has everything.
Yeah.
Hold on. Who sent me? Was that you that sent me that grandma?
Oh, yeah.
Grandma.
Grandma's like, it's grandma's party trick. And she's like,
whoop.
That fucker was 18 solid, man. Oh my god.
See that party trick.
Mom, grandma, what'd you used to do back in the day?
No shit.
How many putting down? Oh, life depends on it.
Life depends on it? Shit. If only life depends on it, I'll put down one solid. Save me. I could probably do, I'm chewing them all 20 to 25. shoot them all. I'm not sliding them down. I couldn't do it. I'd throw up.
That's impressive. I could not.
I can't do the sliding down either, because that's the only part that would stop me from this whole water thing, because I'm like, watered bun is disgusting.
Disgusting.
Just the thought of it.
Disgusting, yes.
And I'm like, dude, no.
I've eaten 12 before, and like, I could have kept going. Yeah. I was like just hungry chowing. Yeah. I was like,
I bet you I could, but I'm going to probably be in the same ballpark just because 10-minute timeline, and I'm not dipping that shit in water.
Right.
But I could probably do, I bet you I could do 2 a minute, so definitely 20. And then if I press myself, like we're in the last foot, so I bet you 25.
You realize we're going to have to do this now.
Let's do it.
I say we do this.
Let's do it. We do this shit.
We'll just lay out 25 apiece, because I think 25 is pretty fucking.
I would have said 15 would be high for me, so I don't know about 25. That seems.
So his all-time record is 76. That's the all-time record in general in 10 minutes. That's 7.6 hot dogs every minute.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
7.6 with the fucking bun, brother. With the bun. I'm down to do this.
Are we doing condiments?
Condoms? I am. I got to put something on there. Yeah, since I can't dip it into fucking water, I can't do that physically. That'd be gross.
Yeah.
I'll put some ketchup or mustard or something.
Yes, mustard. Get go mustard. Let's do chili dog.
Dude, blowing out our pants. All right. I got a challenge. 10 minutes. Let's see if any one of us can hit half of this year's total. Not his grand total, not his highest, but 62. So try to aim for 31.
Hoofda. All right. What does the winner get?
31. What do we want to throw up there? Not necessarily a wager. We'll just pay. We'll get something for the fucking winner. We pitch in for it.
I'm not going to get 31. So
no, whoever gets the most. I don't know if we're going to be able to get 31. That'll be, we'll put 31 dogs so you have a shot of hitting half.
Jesus.
What do we want?
We just boiling these dogs so it's easier to fucking throw back too?
Yeah, we can. Okay.
Yeah, we're not growing these.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, we don't want anything catching in the throat. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about.
What was that? One more time for the
Our wives like the hot dogs like black, basically.
Yeah, I know.
They want them burnt. Like, I can't. Yeah, I don't even could chew that, but. What do you want to do? Yeah, she just prefers it black. No big deal.
How about.
Banner's pretty tan this year.
How about a case?
Not sure about him.
How about a case of Busch Light Peach?
Yeah.
The winner. The other two will split the difference and we'll get.
Let's go.
There we go. But that's what it needs to be. It needs to be 31 dogs in front of us. So we at least have the opportunity to try to get half of what he did. Chances that we're actually going to do that. Dude, I'm a big dude. That's a lot of fucking hot dogs. And I'm not dipping.
Doesn't matter.
I'm repeating. I'm not dipping this shit in water. I might not even have water here. I may have a beer to make sure if I start choking a fucking dog that I got something to help. But
can you swallow them up the other side?
You guys are way more optimistic, man. In 10 minutes, I felt like 10 to 15 is like a fucking.
The bun is going
to. Saying 20 is nuts. The bun is.
I'll get one.
I think 20 is possible.
I'm not dipping the shit. That ain't going to happen.
No, I'm not.
I won't dip it, but maybe I'll help chase it.
Yeah, because after a few, you're going to be filling that bun.
The bun.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Let's do it. I think we can do this.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right.
We'll do it for a case. What are the rules?
Do you think the three of us. Hold on. This is even better. Can we make this better? Can the three of us hit 77? Because 76 is his record. 31 is almost unachievable.
Dude, that's 20. Hold on, that's 20. That's 25 apiece, and we split the third one?
Ooh. We can do so. What is that?
Yeah, y'all just start in the ends, and I'll meet you in the middle.
No, all right. Everybody, let's be real right here. If Miles was here, I'd be willing to bet Miles could put down more hot dogs than all of us.
Oh, dude.
Just from the stories he's told us about things that he's
about
willing
work.
To do.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
we know.
The things he's willing to do.
The full moon.
Yeah.
I mean, he got jabbed for a job, right? So I feel like this dude will do That's pretty true. Much.
He'll be the, he'll, since he's not here, he'll be the timer guy. He'll make sure we're on 10
We'll just tell him that some business said they'd give us $1,000 if somebody did it.
There you go. Dude. Yes. 10 to 1 to my house.
Yeah, 10 to 1. Yep.
We're going to try as a team. We'll leave our original deal. Winner, if they get to it, gets 25. But our goal is to try to hit 76 as a team. 77 as a team.
All right. If I go to the hospital, y'all are paying my bill.
I got this place called Pin Pro. Take care of it, bro.
Can we have a handicap or something in this motherfucker?
I am a handicap. Right. I'm the handicap.
You can start with one in the rear.
What are the...
Right, I'll feed the other half.
I was thinking about this today. I never looked it up, though. Do you know, what are the rules? Like, do you have to wait? So in the real contest, do you have to wait like 5 minutes after before you puke all that shit up? Or how does
I don't think you're allowed to. I think you're there for a while. If I can, you want to look up the official rules on that? I think you have to sit there for a while. It's not allowed to come back up.
There's no way that shit doesn't come
up. All right,
up.
Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Rules. Perfect. The field of about 20 contestants usually include any past champions, winners of regional contests for the season. Sometimes get invited. Most contestants have water on hand, but other kinds of drinks can be used. Condiments are allowed, but are usually not used. The hot dogs are allowed to cool slightly after grilling to prevent mouth burns. The contestant consumes and keeps down the most hot dog and buns in 10 minutes is declared as a winner. Let's see. Yellow penalty cards. Can hot dogs still in the mouth at the end of regulation count if they are subsequently swallowed? Partially eaten hot dogs count. Yellow penalty cards can be issued for messy eating, and red cards can be issued for reversal of fortune, which I'm guessing is throwing up, which results in disqualification.
Okay. Is there a time limit on that, though?
It's just a 10-minute. Okay. Whatever. If there is a tie, the contestants go to a 5-hot-dog eat-off to see who can eat that many the quickest. Dude, let's do that. Who can eat the 5? You get 5, we'll time it. Further ties will result and a sudden death eat-off of eating 1 hot dog in the fastest time.
Okay. So, all right, here's another question.
Yeah.
The other one that I think might be more difficult than the hot dog one, I think the hot dog one's impossible to me, but the lemonade one.
Oh, yeah.
He drank a gallon of lemonade, and so the last one I saw was like this last year, 30 seconds. A gallon of lemonade. And apparently his record is 18.45 seconds, a gallon of lemonade.
I didn't think your stomach could hold it. Isn't there the milk challenge? Or is that just because
milk?
It's
milk is different. Yeah, milk is different, yeah.
I bet you I could do that. How much time? 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Exactly 30 seconds.
30 point blah, 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 yeah. But his Guinness record is 18, just for the record, so.
It's got to be warm. And not warm because I like the taste of it. Like, for 30 seconds, you can't have, like, your throat, like, swelling up because or, you know what I mean? Like,
that's why it would so be cold. Hard. Dude, the lemonade is, like, that sour kind of fucking...
Like, tighten it up.
Yeah.
Right? You'd think. Yeah.
God, somebody's going to clip that whole conversation. you gotta tight it up and back tighten your throat up, and lick it up. God, holy shit. Nasty. You just line them up.
Lining them up, man.
All right. Challenge accepted. We need to get that. We'll get that set up to where we have some dogs ready. Let's get it stage timed. Let's go. I've never done a true eating contest where there's a time limit and you put down what you can in that amount of time. So
you haven't?
No.
I think you've done something like this, or you at least goaded somebody into doing it.
I whooped your ass in one.
You definitely did.
I did. Or you finally admitted to it. Stop.
Wait, which one? No, that's all I'm talking about. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, dude, I did not want to do that.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me.
You and the other two gentlemen goaded me into this bullshit.
I goaded you into it, but I didn't want to do it. I cried like a bitch. I told you. I said, I wanted you to do it, not me.
It was so bad.
It was so rough. No, I thought you meant like a true eating contest.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll keep rolling. We have the Blazers. Reports of what they're supposedly asking for Dame Lillard. And when I say what they're asking for, there's only supposedly one team because Dame only wants to go to one team. So this is the list for the Heat. Let's make it very specific, okay? The Blazers supposedly want 4 first-round picks and 2 quality players for Dame. Now, let me go ahead and break this down for you a little bit. Now, if you're talking quality, if we're being honest, quality would mean Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
And Bam Adebayo. who else do they have? That, you know what I'm saying? Because obviously wouldn't do be Jimmy B. So it'd be those two is what they're asking for without saying it.
Yeah.
And 4 first-round picks.
So you did see that. Did you say that Dame's representatives are calling all teams and saying basically don't bother trading for him?
He'll be an unhappy Dame.
Yeah, if he just going to Miami. Pretty much line up everything for Miami. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you sell the farm for Dame?
So I'm going to start with I would, except for the players. If you're going to go ahead and be asinine and give up 4 first-round picks for Rudy fucking Gobert, isn't that what they gave?
Yeah, something stupid.
I'm pretty sure it was, if I remember correctly. I think it was 4 first-round picks. If you're doing that for Rudy fucking Gobert, I'll do that for Dame all day, right? I'd rather not do that. I'd rather give like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
You know, because he is up there. He's 31, I do believe, somewhere in that ballpark, 32, 33. Somewhere in that ballpark, right? I'd rather be like that, but I would give up 4 first-rounders if that was the price. The players aren't coming with it because I'm trying to build a championship contender, and I want all the pieces around him too. So you're not getting those players. That's just me. He's worth it, especially if Rudy Gobert is. But not the two quality players is where I draw that line, especially when those two quality players, like I said, it got to be Tyler Herro and Bam Adebayo, right? Unless there's a player I'm missing.
Yeah, there's the one younger guy that they just re-signed. Maybe something like that, but because the other one ended up, where'd he go to the Lakers from the Heat? But there was one younger player. Right, yeah, he really came on, especially in the postseason.
Josh Richardson. You're thinking of the Vincent who got signed by the Lakers.
No, there's another one that they just re-signed, right? Was it Josh?
Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, maybe it's Caleb Martin. Isn't he the bald one?
Come up quick. No, not really.
Like balding, he just shaved his head though.
I think you're thinking of the Gabriel Vincent, the point guard that was like him and Butler that were kind of carrying him.
Yeah, they had another one. I thought the Heat actually retained him though.
Okay. Maybe I'm missing.
But anyway, the options are limited. I wasn't trying to argue, but the options are limited either way, right?
Yep.
And they're not going to get rid of Bam. Because they want Bam, Jimmy, and Dame, ultimately. And then fill it in after that.
Yep.
God. They want so much, man. And I get you kind of have to, right? If that's the only option you're giving me, Dame, I'm going to get every fucking thing that I can, I guess. But at the same time, it's like, be realistic, man. He's been loyal to you guys for entirely too long already. Like, I'm kind of torn, you know?
Yeah, it's tough to... I mean, I know you want to get a haul for your guy because at the same time, you've already said that you're going to try to do him due diligence, basically, right? So you got to lower your asking price. And maybe they're just saying that to see what teams will come up, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, okay, maybe we can't scrounge up 4. Maybe here's 3 and this. And, okay, well, it's better than coming out and be like, we're just trying to get him somewhere, you know? Yeah.
I think they're kind of painted in the corner, the more I think about it, the Blazers. Like, yeah, you're going to swing that out there. You're trying anything you can. But ultimately, if his agent actually already called all these teams, nobody wants a disgruntled player coming in the door, right?
Right.
We're not trading away 4 major assets or draft assets and then 2 pretty damn good assets with that. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to do it for a disgruntled player because he's not on his team that he wants. So we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I think he's kind of painted in the corner. I appreciate them trying to throw something out there because they're trying to get the most they possibly can, and I can respect that. It's a business at the end of the day regardless, right? I think this is going to end up more in the draft picks area, and I don't think it's going to end up with 4. I think it's going to be more along the 3 range. And if you're tossing any other single player, I know it won't be Hero. Oh, boy, the GM, Slick for the Heat.
Pat Riley.
Drawing a blank. Yeah. Apologize. Pat Riley loves, and that's literally what held up the deal in the first place, evidently. That's what the report said. I don't know if you guys saw that. The original report said that he doesn't want Tyler Herro to be part of this deal in any way, shape, or form.
Would you give him up in 2 or 3 first rounders just for Dame?
I would give him up for 2 first rounders and Tyler Herro. I think Tyler Herro plays a very good – I'm not, like, the biggest fan or anything like that. It isn't like I'm a fanboy, but he plays their brand of basketball. He's okay. He's special.
when you need him to be. He has no problem sitting back in the back seat when you need him to also do that. He's not like a head case. He fits that system perfect. And you're giving up some of that for and Dame. I love Dame, so it doesn't matter. If that was the draw, if that was the cost, that's what it'd be. But I'm not throwing four first rounders and Tyler in there. That won't happen.
Yeah, I think another team is going to have to be involved, right?
Like, if they want to get another player.
I could see the Heat saying, okay, we'll give you three. We'll trade Tyler over here. They can give you their first, so you've got your four, and that's a wrap. So, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which they could end up that version of all that. Yep.
Yeah, it's almost forcing it. It's like you have to ask. You can't bid low, right? You can't come out there and say, oh, yeah, just three firsts, and that's good. We'll just take that and be happy, and everything's great, right? Like, you got to start high, but shit, that's really high. And he's not coming back to Portland.
Yeah, that's a done deal, right?
So it's like this is going to change really fast before things get too far along, I think. But you got to start high, and it's just not realistic.
I think Miami's kind of stuck there too, though, right? They're all in now on getting only him. I mean, maybe Harden's still out there. That'd be your backup. But if you're going to do that, you better do that now.
Yeah.
You don't have much longer before that deal ends up going out west or down to Houston. I don't think it's going to be Houston because they signed old boy. We already talked about that. But he may go out west. He may end up with either Houston or the Clippers or something like that is what some reports are coming. So they put all their eggs in this basket. Otherwise, you're rolling the same cast back out there again. That the compete can get you there, but don't quite have just enough to take you over the top, right? When you're actually in the championship game, when old boy's tired and beat up, you need that other guy. So they put all their eggs in the basket. They're kind of stuck too.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. It would be interesting to see.
Yeah, they're gonna have to get creative.
And they know they need it. Yeah. You know what? So they didn't win it in the COVID year, right?
Nope, that was.
And then they, lost it this year, and of course that was blown out. But I mean. Yeah, I think they pull the trigger and shoot probably more than they should. But I think after making it twice in relatively close years and falling short, you're like, okay.
We're there
minus something. Right. So, we're running out of – our players are running empty by the time we make the finals, So I think this deal does get done and Miami does pay the hefty price.
You think they'll even give that up?
They'll give something big up. Yeah.
To where we're all like Jesus.
I think being that close, and knowing you have a championship roster. I mean, I think they ran into some luck too as well. But if you feel you're close, you do. Like the Rams, so sell your soul for your one.
I'm with you. I do have to give you guys one reminder, and I completely forgot about this cat. They had a guy that was supposed to be paired up with Jimmy B and Bam Adebayo. The reason why it even dawned on me or I remembered is because I seen he was able to walk and now he just re-signed with a different team. Might have been your team or someone down there. Victor Oladipo. Do you guys remember? He was supposed to go down there and then he got injured right away.
Yeah.
Because he had a flash of a few good games. He was really good up with the Indiana. Went down there, and he was supposed to be that guy. Then he got injured, tore shit up, and wasn't the same.
Is he on the Magic?
Yeah, but he moved over.
Okay, was he on the Magic and then went to the
Heat? Yeah, balled out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember where he went now. But, yeah,
I thought he went in the West, I thought. I thought it was somewhere. I thought it was you guys. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't you, then it was San Antonio maybe. It was something like that. Yeah. I thought it was West. But I just thought that was crazy. That was supposed to be the number two there.
Yeah, Mavericks have made some moves, but that was not one of them.
Yeah, but that's what I got, gentlemen.
Boom.
Who got that makes sense?
I feel like you've since you told us your
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay, ooh, that's where shit. Okay.
OKC is going to be one of those teams too, man.
I know. Hey, the Spurs ended up winning. Way to go, Victor.
Good job, Victor. He did have five blocks, by the way.
It says he excites in summer league debut. There goes ESPN puffing that Peter. Here we go.
What do we see? 9 points, 8 rebounds, five blocks.
He ended with, let's see, box score. He ended with 2 of 13, 1 of 6, 9 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, 5 blocks.
Oh, you know what? I was going to bring this up, and I totally forgot. So they're not actively shopping Zion, but their words are he could be available for the right package. So we could see the porn star getting her wish.
What's the right package?
What's the difference between we're going to be, you know, possibly trade him and we're not trading him, but if the right package comes along, like, so he's available.
Yeah, he's available.
You know?
Like, I think that should be with every player. I mean, if you're...
Everyone should be, yeah, like, very few. Very few are untradeable.
Very few, yeah. I mean, yeah, very few are untradeable. And it's like, yeah, anybody's available for the right price, you know?
Agreed.
It is. It's mean, weird. You're going to conceivably really think it over no matter who that untradeable one is. We said a few. Dude, if you throw so many, we talked about it. How many first rounders would it take to draw Patrick Mahomes from the Chiefs? Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
It's like where the Chiefs are like, fuck, dude, that'd be stupid for us not to now. Like, you have our ear, you know? Like, that's kind of the same concept. There's players that you think are untouchable, but you know what? You touch that stupid number.
Right.
Like, hold on, I'm not kidding. Seven first rounders, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay, he's on the block.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, more think about it. Motherfucker has a Gatorade addiction, drinks way too much.
Way too much.
Yeah, that's some bitch. Actually, I hate him now.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, fuck that dude. In fact, I'm furious tapping my wife. Let me do.
Might be.
What?
But yeah, who's got that's what I was gonna say. We learned that a certain teammate of yours is gonna be leaving, so I feel like you've gotta have a Ruby story tonight.
Nothing too much, honestly. Okay. Yes, it will. Yes, I can give it to you about that. My man, Ruby Tuesdays. Makes sense if you don't think about it. My man is leaving Penn Pro. I told him I was saddened by this. I was like, I need you to call me every so often and give me your fucked up stories. Our podcast is not going to dig this at all.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, we need this shit. We need your open mind and your good vibrations, yes, as you like to put
your
it.
Good vibrations.
But he tells me why he's leaving. So we'll go ahead and roll with that. Like, why he's leaving is your make sense if you don't think about it. Mind you, I'll rewind you back. If I never told you guys, I'm telling you now. He was being used as a supervisor there without supervisor title or pay.
Mm-hmm.
On a second shift, I do believe.
Yes. Yep.
I think he was a second shift. So he was an off shift, second or third, either one. He was an off shift over there. And so he was getting used to do all those that the company is going to, Michael's Foods. Never paid him, never gave him any of that, and he finally had enough. I mean, he was getting paid pretty good, he said, you know. And the amount of overtime they were working definitely take his money range way up there, and he loved the money part. He's young. So he comes over here. He doesn't necessarily take a pay cut, I don't think.
Yeah, he said he did.
That's what he said until he actually told me that it's actually the OT that he took a cut on. Like, he's not the hourly wage that he take a pay cut on.
Yeah.
How much he's bringing home because of how much OT. So he was in the ballpark regardless when he hopped over here, right? Less responsibility. Yes, yeah, rotating shifts.
He was upset about it. He's like, yeah, they said we have all this overtime. We've had none.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Because pay was relative to what he was getting there, right? But the OT was through the building. But what he told me very distinctly many times, fucking hated that company. I hated that fucking boss. And I never asked him. Maybe he's gone. But hated that fucking boss that he had there. He's a fucking big old douchebag, big old piece of shit. He's like, I've never. And I don't see. I haven't seen Ruben angry very many times. I've gotten him a little irritated once up there in the control room. But when he talks about, like, a true anger comes out of his eyes when he's talking about this boss of his over there. But then he tells me he's going back there. Like, why? He's like, they're giving me a supervisor position. I get paid more money. I'm like, yeah, but you hated it. Like, how much more money are you talking? Like, it ain't that. Like, he hasn't been here long enough to know the politics of the job, the shitty part of it. That's another year or so away, a couple years away, right, where you really find out. So I'm like, I guess I didn't understand that you hated it so much, but all of a sudden you're going back because they felt the error of their ways. No, that's because they can't get no one in the door, brother. That's all we need to do, give you one extra dollar and we'll give you the title. That's what it kind of seems like to me, is what I'm getting at, because they wouldn't have let him walk out the door in the first place then. Correct me if I'm wrong. But also when he left, it was before the mass pay jumps, right? Like, across the board. Like, everyone's getting paid all the plants around here took a mass spike, right, for the most part. So they're just giving you the money they would have given someone else that walked in there anyway. So makes sense if you don't think about it, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. Yeah, I wish him the best. He's a young man. He has the best of intentions and shit. He did go back to that one chick that's kind of crazy that he went down to Mexico with. Godspeed with that. So if he ends up in a ditch or something.
Yeah, we know who.
We know who. But
is this the one that in Florida said, hey.
No, that was the one he fell in love with. That was his long. That was. This one's a different one. He went on a trip down there. He almost didn't come back from Mexico. Not because of violence or anything, because he thought he was in love. Then come to find out that chick was fucking nuts. So remind me about that one. That will be the next one I talk about. I will talk about the crazy one. Yes, I forgot. I didn't tell you guys more about that one, but he got back with her now. But Godspeed to the man. I really do wish him the best. I don't think it's the best move for him right now. He could have learned way more over here and taken that and advanced his career down the road. I'm not telling you to stay very long either. You could have stayed another year, and then you would have gotten a bunch of shit under your resume, and boom.
Yeah.
You're going right back to what you already knew and to a company that you already – you didn't mind the company. You hated the boss. So a little lost there.
Definitely makes sense if you don't think about it, man. Well, we're going to go ahead and start to wrap her up, I think. Yeah. Gentlemen, Jimmer's got to be up early. Rio just woke up, basically.
Just woke up. Got a little nap in, but we got a parade in the morning, so I'll be up.
Hell yeah, man. Let's go. So we're going to go ahead and start to wrap her up. For those of you beautiful people who found us out there on the interwebs, be sure to like, subscribe, share, the whole nine yards. We really appreciate it. But where is the podcast available, Jimmer?
Anywhere and everywhere podcasts are available. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and... YouTube.
100%. And we love to tell a good story. If you want us to tell yours, go ahead and slide on in
to our DMs. Get a sad story. We can get it out to all the folks that want to hear it. We can omit names, places, anything like that that you feel can't be shared. We can always omit, change it up a little bit. But get a sad story, and we'll get it out to all the folks that want to hear it.
100%. Don't forget about North Iowa Fights next weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time. It is Saturday at the Mason City Arena, which is an awesome venue for the fights as well.
Come down and see us.
Yeah, come down and see us. There's going to be some really cool fighters down there as well from the area, so be sure to check it out. But we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Three Geeks Sports.
We out.